from the Swiss Alps to the Canadian Rockies, celebrating unique connections between Switzerland and Canada. Brought to you by the Swiss representations in Canada.
Imagine this, a beautiful hiking trail in front of you, stunning views, the sun is shining, and in your hand, a refreshing cool beer from a local brewery. If this sounds like a dream come true, then you have come to the right place. In today's episode, we will discuss two big passions shared by Swiss and Canadians alike, beer and hiking. My name is Stephanie Wunderlin. I'm the public diplomacy officer at the Consulate General of Switzerland in Vancouver. And my guest today is Richard Harvell. In his free time, he is a hiker and beer enthusiast. And in his official function, he's the publisher at the Swiss publishing house Helvetique, where he leads the Department of North American Publishing. Welcome, Richard. Hi.
Yeah, thanks, Stephanie. It's great to be here.
Maybe first of all, let's talk a little bit about Helvetique, a Swiss publisher that I know mostly for Switzerland-themed books and also games. But you're also very active in North America. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Helvetique was founded 15 years ago by my colleague Javi here in Switzerland in Lausanne. He started by publishing games, quiz games about Switzerland because he was studying for his Swiss nationality exam. And he thought this was the best way to do it, through a game. He published his first game 15 years ago. And then since then, we published lots of games, lots of books, first in French and then in French and German. And starting exactly a year ago, we started publishing books in North America in English. We've been doing, so we're a publisher, we're based in Basel and Lausanne. We do all of the publishing work from there. But then we work with authors and printers and a sales team in North America to make our books there.
Mm-hmm. That's very exciting. So just a year ago, this venture started in North America, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it's been a really successful year. We published, including two books that came out yesterday. We published nine books. We published children's nonfiction. And then we also published books in the lifestyle category, which means hiking books, running books, cookbooks. And then we also distribute a lot of our Swiss interest books in North America as well.
And three of those books that came out in the last year are about hiking routes along local breweries in Canada. There is the Beer Hiking in the Pacific Northwest. I think you're already in your second edition with that one. Mm-hmm. Then there is Rondo Bière au Québec. And then fresh off the press, I think that's been yesterday, Beer Hiking in the Canadian Rockies.
Exactly. Is that right? Yeah, you got that just right. Yeah. These three books that we've published in Canada, and we've done three or four beer hiking books in the US as well.
Mm-hmm. Before we talk too much about beer hiking here in North America, I would like to know a bit more about the beginnings in Switzerland. If I'm informed correctly, the idea started with a local member of the Swiss Alpine Club. Can you tell us a little bit more about the story, how this all came about, and how it resulted in a book in the end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Monica Saxer, an author who we've had great cooperation with over the years, was a very avid hiker. And she had a husband who was not such an enthusiastic hiker, but he really liked visiting microbreweries. And so Monica started setting up these weekends where they'd go out and she'd find a hike that ended at a microbrewery. And then she started posting these on a blog. And Hadi at Helvetique saw these and thought, wow, this would make such a wonderful book. He already imagined what the beer hiking series could look like. So we got in touch with Monica, and Monica wrote the first book. This was back in 2014. And it's really been one of the best-selling books in Switzerland in the last 10 years.
Oh, wow.
It's such a perfect combination because, of course, hiking and beer are two things that were just really made to go together. And then beer hiking takes it a step further, that not only do you get great hiking suggestions from a local author, you also get a chance to really get to know the craftsmen and women who are making these beers. So you know, we're not just talking about any kind of beer, but really microbreweries that produce really special beers.
Mm-hmm. And how did you go about identifying all these microbreweries all over Switzerland? Was this mostly Monika Sachser, this Swiss hiking enthusiast, or how did you find all these places?
Exactly. So now we've done up till, including the book that came out yesterday, we've done 19 different beer hiking editions. And so to do each of those, we've done them in Switzerland, in France, in Germany, in Canada, in the US. And for each of them, we really try to find a local author who knows both the hikes and the local breweries. The books are all the same, that they include something between 30 and 70 hikes, depending on the region. And then we get in touch with the author. The author goes out and tries each of the hikes, visits each of the breweries, speaks to the brewers, tastes the beer, and then gives a recommendation with a map for each of the hikes and a beer that you should try at the brewery.
And in Switzerland, you say it was an immediate success when this book came out, like people were just very, very ready to go on hikes and have their beers.
Yeah, as everyone knows, Switzerland's a wonderful hiking country with really hikes in every part of the country. And I think Switzerland was due for a hiking guide that was a little bit different. And so it really caught on. And I think it also sold, the book has sold in places where books don't normally sell. We sell this at beer stores, different drink stores, different gift shops. And I think for a lot of non-book people, it's been an exciting way to fall in love with books. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't only successful in Switzerland. You mentioned it before, you expanded quite quickly, first in Europe. I've seen Germany, France, Belgium, Scotland, all these different places in Europe. How did this expansion happen? How did you see, okay, it's not just unique to Switzerland, this is popular all over the place?
Yeah, so we're a really small publisher. Now we have 20 employees, which actually has been, we've really grown very strongly in the last few years. But we really, you know, we do things that we're passionate about, and hiking and beers is something that we really enjoy. But also, a book like this really spreads by word of mouth. And a lot of the authors who we end up working with come to us. They heard about the book in another region and they come and say, hey, this would be perfect in my region. That actually was the case in Quebec, that the author of our Beer Hiking Quebec, which is only available in French, she was over in France and actually was friends with our Beer Hiking France author. And she did a hike with that author. And left thinking, oh, this is wonderful. This would be perfect for Quebec. Went back to Quebec and got in touch with us. And it's the same for Kendall, who just published the Beer Hiking Canadian Rockies yesterday. She actually published a chapter in a book with us a long time ago, back when she was living in Zurich. And then she returned to the Canadian Rockies and she sort of kept an eye on us over the years. And then she realized, oh, this would be perfect in the place where she grew up. And so she got in touch with us and has published Beer Hiking Canadian Rockies now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what an amazing success story, this expansion to North America. How difficult was it also when we talk about logistics to expand like that? You said you're a small publisher in Switzerland. How quick and how easy was it to then expand to Europe and North America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, any kind of expansion is hard, especially because you have to do a lot of the work before you earn any of the revenue, which is definitely the case for publishing. Often it takes 2 years between when you start a book and when the book finally comes out. That's the case with Beer Hiking Canadian Rockies, that it's really started with a phone call a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. We really had the advantage in North America that we knew what we were doing and we had a great team here in Switzerland, and we knew we needed to find partners in North America, which we've done. We found out we have a great sales team in Canada and also a great sales team in the US that does a lot of work for us. We have warehouses both in the US and Canada. So our books, for example, Beer Hiking in Canadian Rockies never touches Switzerland. It goes straight from the printer to the warehouse. Mm-hmm. So really, in a lot of ways, we're a local North American publisher, that we have an author based there. We have a warehouse based there. We have a sales team based there. But we do a lot of the marketing work from Switzerland, the editorial work from Switzerland, the planning work from Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you, Richard, you are a hiker yourself and you grew up in New Hampshire. You have hiked a lot in Switzerland, but you have hiked a lot also in North America. What are the differences between hiking in Switzerland and hiking over here, and also the beers? Is there a different beer culture?
Ah, that's a great question. So I would say, hiking in Switzerland is so easy. You can really just say, I want to go hiking today, and you'll know that you can find a trail that goes from where you are to some beautiful place. And in North America, it takes definitely more preparation, which actually I think is a great reason to buy guides like we have. Mm-hmm. A lot of the wilderness in North America is just stunning, and it's really worth getting out to visit. I really love that's something that I love about every time I go back to North America. There's just such beautiful places to visit. But I think it's really important to plan your routes. Think about dangers in North America as well. For example, Kendall noted that in the Canadian Rockies, you really shouldn't hike alone because of grizzly bears.
Yep.
And so it's really, you have to be a bit more careful, I think, in these places. But also, there are great hiking trails. If you choose a good one, can be really rewarding. And the beer culture, I think, is really interesting. That North American beer culture has really influenced European beer culture over the last 20 years. That really European beer was really controlled by a very small number of brewers with cartels that really eliminated the diversity of European beer. So 20 years ago, you really couldn't get very interesting beers in Switzerland. But that's changed really through the influence of North American brewers, from Canadian brewers and from American brewers, which have brought really this renaissance in microbreweries. Started really both in California and Colorado and New England, where we've done some beer hiking books, but also some of them. I noted that one of the breweries in the beer hiking Canadian Rockies book is 125 years old, a small small microbrewery. So there really is a microbrewery culture in Canada that I think is really a highlight of hiking there.
Yeah. No, I think it makes absolutely sense what you say. And living now in North America and Canada, I also noticed that here people are much more adventurous with the beers. You know, in Switzerland, it's almost holy, the beer, like don't do too much of changes. And here you can have fruity beers and sour beers and all these things, which I was not very familiar with when living in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting to see.
I'll say that, but I'll also say just the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a huge change in Swiss beers. We actually just published a beer book, Basel, which is a guide to 25 breweries in Basel. If you buy the book, you also get free beer at each of these 25 breweries. And they really, Swiss beer is now, I think, as interesting and as adventurous as North American beer. Although, of course, it depends on the craftsperson behind the work.
That sounds great. I'll have to, next time I visit Basel, I'm for sure gonna try the different new beers. I'm very interested to see that and to taste that. And coming back to the books that you published for Canada, maybe we talk about the most recent one that just came out yesterday, the one for the Rocky Mountains. Can you maybe talk a little bit about the highlights? So what are some of the favorite trails that people should be aware of?
Sure. So I haven't done these hikes, but I reached out to Kendall for Beer Hiking Canyon Rockies, and I also reached out to Rachel and Brandon, who are the ones who wrote about British Columbia in the Beer Hiking Pacific Northwest, and I asked them for some highlights, and they really gave me back some really interesting things to say. So I've got three highlights from each book for you.
Perfect.
Maybe I'll start with the Beer Hiking Pacific Northwest, just because that was our first book, and it's also been our most successful book in North America. We've sold almost 20,000 copies of that, which is really, this is really an extraordinary thing that a Swiss publisher can bring a Swiss idea in publishing over and be so successful. So we're really proud of what Rachel and Brandon have done. They're really very passionate about beers and about their hikes. I think the three that they sent back to me was to the Sea to Summit Ascent. This is one of the steepest hikes we have in any of our books. It climbs 900 meters over 7 kilometers. So it's really very steep up. There's chains and ropes and ladders. This hike goes from the sea up to the summit above Howe Sound. Really one of the highlights of this, it's a really beautiful brewery at Howe Sound Inn that was started by one of the grandfathers of the microbrewery scene in Canada, John Mitchell. Really beautiful place. Second one that they suggested there's the Sunshine Coast Trail, which is a short boat ride from Vancouver. And it's a really long hut-to-hut hike, but you can do just a part of it. So it's actually one of the more gentle hikes in the book. and it ends at a really nice Art Deco building with a really beautiful beer garden, which is called Townsite Brewing. And then the last one that they sent me was Jocelyn Hill, which is just 30 minutes from Victoria. This takes you up with some really beautiful views over the Olympic Mountains. It takes you to the Category 12 Brewing Company, which is run by a really interesting guy that actually has a PhD in microbiology and really obsesses about his beer. So these are just three of the 52 hikes in their book, which is really, it's really a wonderful little book.
Great. I wrote those down. They're all in my region. I'm going to the Sunshine Coast this summer. So I'll make sure to try out some of those for sure.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. And then it's really nice that we had this Pacific Northwest book, and then Kendall has done a great job of just sort of her region of the Canadian Rockies just meets up to that of the other books. So the two books really cover all of British Columbia and into Calgary. And her favorite three were the Stoke Climb in the Kootenays, which takes you to the Rumpus Beer Brewery. This hike is nice because it takes you through the world's only inland temperate forest, through lots of flowers and old growth forest, which is just it's a really beautiful thing to see. Then she sends us in the Central Rockies to the Little Beehive. And this is now at Lake Louise. So you're now at a World Heritage site with lakes, waterfalls. And of course, everyone knows this Lake Louise, this amazing blue color of Lake Louise. And what's great about this is then you can end at the Chateau Lake Louise, which has an actual beer that is made that is only available at this, at the Chateau there. And it's the can, of course, is that same Lake Louise amazing blue color. It's really, a nice special experience, a perfect combination of really one of the most iconic scenes in Canada. And then, of course, a great beer. Mm-hmm. And the last one that she sends is to Pulpit Rock in the Kootenays as well. This is the Nelson Brewing Company near Nelson. Now, Nelson's is a small city that often ends up in different Hollywood movies. The hike takes you through old mining country to this brewery that's more than 125 years old. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, this is more of a classic Canada hike and brewery.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. Wonderful tips.
Those are our suggestions. But of course, I think both of these books have really wonderful descriptions of the hikes. They really help you understand what's ahead, what are the highlights of the hike, as well as the brewery at the end. Of course, the beer is quite easy to sell for anyone who likes beer.
And everybody's thirsty after a long hike.
Absolutely.
It's the perfect.
And it's highlighted that a lot of these breweries really offer food now as well. So you can really make it a day out. And that's what is always our goal for these chapters, that they really, we combine a hike and a brewery that turns into really a wonderful day, whether on your vacation or your weekend. The hikes aren't too long. They usually are somewhere between something like 5 and 10 kilometers. Some of them are harder, some of them are easier. But they should all be something that an average hiker is really going to enjoy. And of course, the breweries are something that anyone who likes beer is going to enjoy.
Absolutely. And anybody who listens from Quebec now, of course, is probably anxious to hear the highlights from Quebec. Do you also have three highlights from the guide in Quebec?
I'm afraid that I don't have highlights for the guide for Quebec, just because, for a good reason, it's actually not our book, because we don't have distribution in Quebec. We worked on the book. We published it only in French, and we worked with a local Quebec publisher who has published it and does all the marketing, has the close relationship with the author. So actually, in order to do that, you're going to have to pick up the book, but it's a wonderful little book.
We'll do that. Good incentive. Mm-hmm. So we already have seen three books now in Canada. Are there any plans to expand even more to other areas in Canada or North America or other places in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have four other North American books in the works right now. Well, we've done New England. New York is coming in September. Pacific Northwest is already out. And then the four that are on their way are Southern California, Chicago and beyond, Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And then one book we're still working on the title because it's very long right now is Washington, D.C., Virginia, North Carolinas, and the Blue Ridge Mountains, which is a really beautiful area, which unfortunately doesn't have a short name like Pacific Northwest. some people want us to call it Mid-Atlantic South, which sounds like a very boring name for such a beautiful region. And I wanted to add, as far as Canada goes, actually, because we also have a children's book program, we have two wonderful books coming next year from Canadian or Canadian-based illustrators, both based in Quebec. So we are working also with our children's program on people in Canada.
Yeah, wonderful. There's lots to come and lots already to see and explore. Thank you so much, Richard. Now, one last question. If everybody's now excited to go on their next hike and they want to find out about the Beer Trails, where can they find these books?
The good news is, because we work with such a great sales team in the US and in Canada, the books are really available anywhere books are sold. You can go into any bookstore. You can go online. In Canada, you can go to Chapters Indigo store. You can really go anywhere. Of course, we encourage you to go to a local bookstore, because they need our support. But you can really buy it wherever you normally buy books. Just go into the store, tell them you want to get Beer Hiking Canadian Rockies, Beer Hiking Pacific Northwest, and they'll be happy to order it for you if they don't already have it.
Wonderful. So that makes for some great hiking plans for this summer. Thank you so much, Richard Harvell, for taking the time to answer all these questions and tell us more about beer hiking in Switzerland and in Canada. Thank you so much and all the best.
My pleasure. It's great to be here.